Hayes here, and 24 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Mystery surrounds the death of a truck driver travelling between Wentworth and Broken Hill. At around noon yesterday, a passing motorist noticed a 4.5-tonne truck had come to rest around 400 metres off the Silver City Highway at Scotia. Police finding the truck had hit several trees before coming to a stop. The driver, believed to be a 77-year-old Broken Hill man, died at the scene. A report is being prepared for the coroner. A decision will be made this week by Mildura Rural City concerning which football netball club will be relocating from Mildura Rec Reserve to the Mildura South Sporting Precinct. 17 groups, including 3 football netball clubs, are currently based at the Rec Reserve. The Mildura Football Netball Club requested to stay put earlier this year, meaning South Mildura or Imperials will be the team to shift. Council selection will be made confidentially on Wednesday night. Mildura police are seeking information about 3 vehicle thefts over the weekend. A 1991 black and white Holden sedan was taken from Westcliffs Avenue in Redcliffs. A 2005 white Ford Courier Ute was taken from an 11th Street address. And a 2007 gold Mazda BT50 Ute was taken from Magnolia Avenue. Those who like to go hunting across Victoria are now able to do so knowing they can do it legally thanks to the release of new electronic hunting maps. With more, here's Cherie Coleman.
The new maps being added to the already popular More to Explore smartphone app. 20,000 active users making the most of the state's 3.9 million hectares of public land, showing exactly what land is accessible as well as what game and pest animals can be hunted. It also displays bushwalking tracks, camping sites and mountain bike trails.
And a male horse with a purple canvas halter has been found trotting behind the Plantarium cornering Benetook Avenue and 15th Street. It was seized by a council ranger on Sunday. A picture of the escapee horse is on the Mildura Police Service Area iWatch Facebook page. Mixed emotions for the Mildura Heat from the weekend results in the Country Basketball League. We got revenge against the ladder-leading Bendigo Braves, managing an 81-78 point win, breaking away in the final 3 minutes. However, on Saturday, we versed Kyneton for the second time in the season, but were unable to recreate an earlier victory, losing 83-87.